Hare Krishna. When Krishna appeared in the jail of Kamsa, all the darkness within the jail was dissipated. Similarly, our heart is compared to a cave which is very dark due to ignorance, born of our material identification. Not only the darkness was dissipated, at the time it is explained, the constellation of the stars in the sky and all the other natural phenomena became very enjoyable and sweet and very favorable, creating a widespread auspicious environment everywhere. And this clearly shows that the nature is in control of Krishna. Generally, the children are born at a certain type of nakshatra. People mark the nakshatra and then they see their horoscope. Whereas when Krishna appeared, the constellations got adjusted themselves to suit the appearance of the Lord. Although Krishna appears in the Ashtami day, when you don't expect a full moon, at that time a full moon appeared for the pleasure of Krishna. It is said, which means the nature is within the control of Krishna, and not in such a control that the nature has to fear Krishna. Although it is said, madbayat vati vatoyam suryastapati madbayat varshati indra dahati agnir mutrisharati madbayat. But the nature wants to welcome the Lord descending in this world, and she expresses her joy by adjusting all the phenomena in nature in a way favorable to the Lord's appearance. At the same time, there was a loud chanting of the Vedic mantras by the Brahmanas, which was heard everywhere, which was actually absent for a long, long time due to the presence of Kamsa and fear of Kamsa. Kamsa would threaten to kill anyone who would utter the Vedic sound. When Lord appeared, there could be such a loud, auspicious sound, a Vedic sound for everyone to hear. This also shows that when Lord descends, the Brahmanas and the demigods and the Brahminical culture flourishes by his mere appearance in this world. Even before he destroys the demons and, you know, protects the devotees and re-establishes dharma, by his mere presence he brings about all auspiciousness to the Brahminical culture. Not only that, when Krishna appeared and ordered Vasudev to take him to Gokul, immediately Vasudev's chains in his hands and legs were torn asunder, and the door of the jail opened, the watchmen were put to sleep, and all this phenomenon happened, which shows that for a devotee who attracts Krishna, all the ties of material bondage are cut to pieces. There is no limitation for a devotee in the material world, although the material world puts innumerable limitations for a conditioned soul. For one who has attracted the grace of Krishna and awakened love for Krishna, for him there are no limitations. Impossible becomes very easily possible for such a devotee like Vasudev. In this way, Vasudev could execute the instructions of Krishna without any difficulty or impediment. In this way, a pure devotee is given the freedom to execute Krishna's orders and duties, and supplied with all necessary paraphernalia and support for executing his devotion to please Krishna. In this way, the Shastras explain that this appearance of Krishna in the heart of Devaki is exactly like appearance of Krishna in the heart of a disciple who is initiated by a spiritual master. So Vasudev is compared to a guru who gives diksha, and Devaki is compared to a disciple whose heart is very fertile and willing to receive Krishna. So this combination is extremely powerful. So Vasudev's face was shining like sun, when Krishna had appeared in the mind of Vasudev, and then from the mind of Vasudev, he appeared in the heart of Devaki. By entering the heart of Devaki, then he made Devaki's body also very beautiful, subsequently. Similarly, in Guru Parampara, the disciple receives Krishna from the Guru through the agency of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. By receiving the mantra in Parampara and by chanting the mantra faithfully, the ugly disciple becomes a beautiful disciple. Practical proof is Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj had a very ugly disposition when he was fighting with his stepmother merely for some kind of petty kingdom of this material world. And he was broken-hearted when he accepted the mantra from Narada and chanted the mantra. He became a very beautiful Vaishnava. His heart blossomed with great light, with enlightenment and joy. That actually became so oceanic that he could recognize all the worldly accolades to be a mere broken piece of glass. So in this way, the disciple, having received the mantra from the Guru, has to very faithfully call out the holy name, attentively hear the holy name, and cherish the holy name, and repeatedly take shelter of the holy name, and have full faith that the holy name is non-different from Krishna. And as Krishna appeared in the dark jail and littered up the jail with the light of his body, similarly, the holy name can appear in the cave of our heart, which is very dark, and lit up our heart with transcendental knowledge and transcendental bliss. In this way, awakening us to the reality. And when that happens, all these other concomitant results happen very automatically. So as we are approaching Janmashtami, which is coming very close, this should be our meditation, that we take full advantage of the Lord's grace, which is available for every living entity through this Guru Parampara. The Guru Parampara, which awards the holy name to all those who connect with this Parampara, which is actually the gift of Krishna given by the Guru through the agency of Parampara. Harinam Prabhu ki.